Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough.
That's our anthem. Ladies and gentlemen, the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you still got to try. Do it no matter what the people say. That's our anthem, folks. That's that song is over 30 years old, but the first time I heard it, it never occurred to me that that one day I'd be calling it our anthem, because I really feel like it is. It's the way I think about my business. You know, I'm going to be here no matter what. I'm going to keep fighting it out. I'm going to keep toughing it out. And times are good, times are bad. Good times, bad times, right? That's what we do here as small business owners. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate every day. And the only one, too. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Robert Brands is our guest. He's our innovation expert, the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. Robert, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, Robert, we know how to buy stuff, and we know how to sell stuff. We know how to hire an employee and put them to work. We know how to buy advertising. We know how to borrow money from the bank. We know how to rent an office space. We know how to get computers, you know, brought in, equipment brought in, and hooked up and for people to use it. But when you say let's innovate, that's a concept that we don't always know where alpha and omega is. We don't know the four corners, the three dimensions of innovation, and how to determine if we've done it the right way. Can you help us with that?
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. And as I said, it's great to be with you again and help your audience, the small business owners, to be more innovative and really kickstart 2014. Give it a boost. And innovation is all about change. It's all about risk, and change is never easy. And people, if the business is going on and you're busy putting out the daily fires, they tend to put innovation aside. And that's kind of one of the big challenges with implementation of innovation, carving out time, making time and effort for it, making it a focus, putting it on your agenda on a regular basis. But the first thing really that comes to mind in the thing that you open up is really testing your concepts. You know, and in the previous segment, we talked about how broad innovation is. So, you know, whether it's branding or delivery, you need to test it out. And, I mean, not all concepts can be a big winner or a big success. So you have to try these little things out, test them, really have a dialogue with your customers, and refine the ideas and try to improve, apply continuous improvement to ultimately really build a winner.
So the truth is, Robert, we're probably already innovating without really knowing it.
Absolutely. When you make a change, think about it in that way, actually, whether you are innovating and how you can further reinforce it. In the book, Robert's Rules of Innovation, I talk about observe and measure. It's all about assessing what you're doing and keeping track of your turnover, your progress, your efficiencies, et cetera, et cetera. How quick and well do you make the deliveries, and how efficient or how much improvements can you apply, and what different processes and procedures can you apply in that whole approach? Now, it sounds maybe a bit corporate, but even if you run a small business, when you have to go from point A to point B, just as I mentioned, the DHL delivery barges in the canals of Amsterdam, you know, it was all because the deliveries over the road through the little canal roads were going too slow with too much congested traffic.
So let's say your market has a bypass all around town, and your deliveries have, for the last several years, your deliveries have all been counterclockwise around that circular. If you just reversed that and went clockwise, just to try it, just to see if it would work out better, if you just decided to do that one day, that's an innovation.
Exactly. Think outside of the box. Think in the opposite direction. Think about problems.
But Robert, you can't determine if it's the right thing to do if you don't test it and measure it, can you?
Exactly. And the other thing is, you know, in the first segment we talked about the delivery service for dry cleaning. I hate it when I waste the trip of the delivery truck or the pickup truck coming mm-hmm. by my house and then I don't have something put out. Mm-hmm. So maybe you add a feature where through the internet you ask for a pickup call of the dry cleaning so they don't waste the trip. Now here you would save gas and you mm-hmm. could specifically determine the routing before they hit the road. So it's that little small stuff, and gas, as we know, is incredibly expensive. So you gotta be efficient with it. Same thing as time of your labor. So the key is really what I would call observe and measure. Test it out. Look at best practices around you. You know, because best practices will always trump innovation. Because I'm really an advocate of using best practices first and applying innovation over it.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because your best practices are what you've already innovated and found works for you, aren't they?
Yeah, and this alludes to open innovation. Open innovation is really looking all around you what other people are doing and applying that. Best practices are there for a reason. People have tried things.
Right.
They've experienced them.
But if you ride them too long, you can ride them all the way to disaster, because
exactly.
No best practice lasts forever, folks. And best practices are falling by the wayside a lot quicker these days than they used to. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with our good friend Robert Brands, and we're going to get Robert to talk to us about the relationship between innovation and failure, the very close relationship between innovation and failure, the essential nature of that relationship, with Robert Brands after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.